I mean, he's changing up so much and backtracking and sidestepping. We've got to name this condition that he's going through. I think it's called Romnesia.
Ah, the president today on the campaign trail. It's 4:17, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined by a man who was with the president today on the campaign trail, White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Romnesia, huh?
Romnesia, yeah. The president has acquired a medical degree, and he's diagnosed the patient with having a forgetfulness about his campaign promises, and he says that it should be called Romnesia.
Uh-huh. Dr. Obama running around Virginia today, is that what I gather?
Yeah, he was in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, at George Mason University, where he just appeared last week, which says to me and other people that he's, you know, the campaign is worried about the gains that Mitt Romney has made in the polls in Virginia, which the president badly needs to win.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I just watched a piece of video of Debbie Wasserman Schultz down in North Carolina, and the local Fox affiliate down there came up, and the reporter says, "Where's the president been? How come he's not here?" And she kind of stumbled through the answer, and at the very end she goes, "It's a big country." So, yeah, it's a big country with a state called North Carolina that Obama's probably not going to win now, so he better concentrate on Virginia.
Yeah, he better. And I've heard reports, too, that, you know, Mitt Romney's campaign has even decided to pull some of their forces out of North Carolina because they feel it's actually safe for them now, or more or less.
And yeah.
There's other states that they're more worried about now.
Yeah. And Virginia has, you know, there's a great degree of worry in Virginia because of sequestration, where we could lose lots of jobs in this area as a result of those automatic cuts coming January 1. And I'm sure that does not work to Barack Obama's benefit.
No, it doesn't. And as Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have been pointing out at virtually every campaign stop in Virginia, you know, Virginia has a huge number of Defense Department personnel working in the state, you know, the naval bases and the Air Force bases, and tens of thousands of jobs could be lost if the sequestration goes into effect early next year, and, you know, the economy of the state could be hit very hard, and that's kind of ironic, because overall, Virginia, compared to many other states, unemployment rate isn't that bad. I believe it's 5.9% at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I was fascinated by your story, Voters Unsure of Obama's Agenda, and that deals with the president being in New Hampshire yesterday. I know you were there.
Right.
You evidently found some supporters who can't answer the question, you know, what is Obama's agenda?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised, because you go to these campaign rallies for the president, and you know, it seems like everybody's got an Obama button on. Obviously, they're all supporters there to hear him and cheer him on, and they're all in his camp already, basically. And so you usually, you know, you can interview people in the crowd, but usually you're not going to get a true representation of the entire electorate, you know. But anyway, I was talking to some of the people in New Hampshire and Manchester yesterday, and you know, Mitt Romney had been accusing the president this week of not having an agenda for a second term. And I asked some of these Obama supporters in Manchester, you know, do you have a good picture, a good idea what the president wants to do in the next 4 years? And they said, no, not really. You know, they're still, it doesn't mean they're not going to vote for him, but they agree with Mitt Romney, basically, that the president has done a poor job of, you know, sketching out what he plans to do in the next 4 years.
And you know what I really found astounding is that evidently one woman said she thought it would be worse next time around, but she's still going to vote for Obama.
Yeah. I mean, she said, you know, further in the interview, she said to me, you know, that's mainly because she's scared about what Mitt Romney might do, as far as a social agenda, you know,
yeah,
like repealing health care, for example, and she's a retiree. And, you know, so she's already on Medicare, so I don't really know what she personally has to worry about, but and they're not, you know, like I said, some of these supporters said they're not intending to change their vote, even though they don't really have any idea what the president wants to do next, in his next term, if he wins. But it's kind of odd.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I've heard him say is he wants to hire more teachers, like he did the other night. He wants to, you know, he wants to hire 100,000 more teachers, which, you know, you and I have to pay for, firefighters, police, that kind of thing. I haven't heard a whole lot as far as really creating jobs, coming up with any sound plan to do it. He's worried about free contraception. That must really be important with that older crowd you were talking with yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, you know, more taxes on the rich.
Yes, and, you know, he talks in generalities about I want to increase exports and I want to, you know, put in policies that will further, you know, create more manufacturing jobs. And he talks about clean energy, you know, furthering the research on clean energy. And you know, those are all kind of vague concepts that he talks about. But, you know, it doesn't really hit home for most voters, I think, you know, as far as what's going to happen in the next couple of years. It really doesn't seem to be sinking in with people.
You know, it's almost as if, Dave, that he's trying to get away with exactly what he ran on in 2008, and a lot of people just aren't buying it.
Yeah, and I think that's because, you know, the progress has been incredibly slow. You know, the president points to 5 million jobs created in the private sector since he became president, but that's barely, if at all, enough to keep pace with, you know, the population growth. And it's really, you know, as you see, the unemployment rate has come down very, very slowly. And there's questions about, you know, the way the government counts, you know, part-time employees and things like that. And you know, people just know in their gut that things aren't a whole lot better, if at all, since, you know, since he took office. And, you know,
yeah.
Romney rightly points out the increase in the number of people on food stamps and the increase in the amount of government spending on welfare and things like that. And it's just, you know, people are looking at this and saying, well, what is going to change in the next 4 years if we elect this guy again, reelect him? And you know, the president, for a large part of his stump speech, talks about what he's done in the past 4 years instead of what he intends to do in the future.
Yeah. And now here it is closing in on 4:25 in the afternoon on Friday. Is the president done for the day? I mean, you've been with him throughout the day at some of these stops, but what's on tap for tonight and for the weekend, do you know?
He's done for the day. I don't believe he has anything tomorrow. And then Monday we are going to Florida. He's flying to Florida on the Boca Raton on Monday. In fact, I'll be with him on that trip for the final debate Monday night in Florida with Mitt Romney on foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be studying throughout the weekend?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I guess we'll be talking to you then early next week, perhaps before and after the big debate. Thanks, Dave. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
You too, Andy. Thanks.
Take care. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, traveling with the president today.